I see dead people.
Put it on that beat. Hey, Mustard on the beat. Debo, any rap.
Has Drake been heard from?
No.
No, but he's not coming out after Wednesday, huh?
Nah. Mm-mm. I've never seen
Wait,
anything
after
like
Wednesday?
This.
What happened Wednesday?
You didn't see what happened on Juneteenth in Amazon Prime?
No, to be honest, I didn't.
Okay. There was a concert. It was a celebration of a death. Yep. They celebrated. Well, Kendrick had a concert bringing all the gangs and all the... the people in L.A. together, and just let's just say the people were waiting for his songs about Drake, and he performed them, and
multiple times in a row. Didn't he
six
play
times,
six times in a
six
row.
Six times. I thought he was trying to be like Booker T. He's going five times, five times. He did it the first time. He did it.
Yep.
Stopped it. Crowd said, "Run it back again." He did. He did the whole song, and then he ran it back a third time. Then the crowd did it. Then he did it a fourth time. And then the fifth time he did it, he brought everybody in. DeMar DeRozan,
Russell
Westbrook.
You know LeBron wanted to get on that
I think
stage.
There's a rumor going on. There's memes that Savannah had to tell him not to go on there. Can't lose the money.
My question is, so this is still on Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon, on YouTube, all of that. Yes, it was a free concert.
On Twitter, too. Somebody put the whole thing on Twitter. Well,
not a free concert.
I didn't see any notifications, but...
Oh, no, it was great.
No, it took over on Wednesday. Even I my whole timeline was Kendrick Lamar concert.
Yeah, it was great. And it felt like they were just having a celebration of just obviously beating Drake in the battle.
But Drake is nowhere to be seen, huh?
I don't think you can be seen for the summer, bro.
For the summer?
Yeah.
Summer suspension?
Summer suspension.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
He's kind of gathering.
Tobin, you don't even understand, right? This was a month. The beef has been done for a month.
Yep.
Then he did the concert. So it officially kicked off the summer.
Look, you have a song that has the claims that it has in it that Not Like Us has. I'm not exactly a beef aficionado, but I think that Drake's got to go away for a little bit because you have what seemed like at least, how many people were there? 15,000?
It was sold out. The Forum was sold out.
They're singing it word for word seven times in a row.
At 4 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon in Los Angeles. That is prime traffic time.
I thought LeBron and Drake were close.
Rats
off a ship?
It was definitely rats off a ship. It's definitely rats off a ship, bro.
Drake wears whatever jersey winning the championship.
Wow.
It definitely rats off a ship.
This is the LeBron Drake front running. He's front running with Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick did warn LeBron and Steph Curry in one of the songs, keep your children and family away from him.
Crazy, dude.
And here's the worst part. Leroy, you can back me up on this. We haven't even hit college football season yet. When the bands could play the song, HBCU season, oh my God.
When they start playing it at each other.
Yeah. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We have an update from Conor McGregor. So, I don't know if you guys saw this week, but there was a pretty crazy claim from Chael Sonnen, the bad guy. Who, of course, works for ESPN, friend of the show. He implied, said that Conor McGregor isn't hurt. He's in rehab. You know? That Conor McGregor is not actually hurt and is pulled out of this fight because he's hurt. He's pulled out because his substance abuse problem has gotten out of hand. And then even said, how crazy would it be that Conor McGregor is dealing with all of this, and then you have this fight sponsored by Proper 12 and Bud Light and all that. So he had claimed all this. Now, Conor hadn't really said anything, but they did resurface this week where he was out with Mrs. McGregor, and they were at his bar. I guess they were having a movie night or something, but still hadn't really said anything on it. All he has said is there's this loose injury that's out there, Leroy. Haven't gotten any deets. Well, Conor McGregor has now provided the deets, and he has tweeted at Chael Sonnen with pictures. And he said, "Chael, shut your pie hole. You tap from ground and pound." Which is known as softer things in fighting is you tap from strikes. But if you look there, Leroy, you can see the pinky toe.
really broken.
He's got nasty feet.
Man. Yeah, he does.
Also, Midas went to you. I don't like seeing toes in my email.
I don't know what to tell you then, JFig. Like, I can't.
Show content.
Like, that's the gig. No. Yeah, he does have some gnarly feet. That being said, pinky toe, you know, I don't know if this is going to go over with Michael Chandler, too. I was like, wait, you pulled out because of a pinky toe?
Oh, dude.
Silly sauce, right. Looks like he has gout.
It does look like he has gout. It's really gross.
Nah, gout is big toe.
Well, Connor's gotten on guys for pulling out for foot injuries before. He's never pulled out of a fight. See, like, the word was, there were rumors out there that his leg, like, refractured. There was a lot of crazy stuff out there.
Jeez.
Yeah, there was a lot of crazy rumors out there. So he puts out this long statement, but he's basically saying that, you know, he doesn't want to give the fans anything less than they deserve, which is his best. So he goes and gives this long statement, and he says, we were so bleeping ready for this fight. It's absolutely gut-wrenching. I wanted that new Bugatti. How am I going to justify myself without without banking these fights? We had a lapse in concentration, engaged in training without wearing full protective gear, and I hit the toe off of an elbow and broke the toe clean. It needs a few weeks, and that's it. I couldn't justify to my team or the fans that I make a walk that's hindered again. That walk has been seen. This walk has got to be 100% Conor McGregor. The fans deserve it. We're getting close. A slight lapse in concentration and nuisance of an injury was picked up. And that's it. Take that lesson and move forward. I will get back. I will get this back. I've got two fights left on my contract. That's an interesting little detail. I've got Bugattis and more yachts on mind. I'm coming to shine. Got to take my time because I still got yachts and Bentley. Is he doing lyrics? I don't even know. And then he says, I'll see you soon. See you at the top, Chandler or not.
Yeah, he's rhyming all of a sudden.
It's like a poet.
Yep.
Yeah. First of all, reading that, he doesn't care about winning or losing. Clearly, his mind is about money and getting Bugattis and yachts. So he doesn't care about winning. So when he's saying that, he just wants to justify his contract, just fight two more times, and then get whatever guaranteed money he's has coming to him. So if you're a Conor McGregor fan and is expecting him to win, I don't think you should. He's not there.
I wouldn't say it because if that's the case, then why wouldn't he just go ahead on the fight?
I think he knows that. Like,
I think he could have fought with him. I think he could have fought because, like you, Toby just said,
he is saying basically in there he could fight,
right?
But he doesn't want to fight unless he's 100%.
Dude, let me just tell you.
But guys have fought through worse stuff than that.
That's what I'm saying.
There is nothing worse than having to stuff that toe into a, or have to kick with that toe. Right? No, dude. Ooh.
He's a toe-it.
That's a point, dude, South.
But yeah, I can't. Nah. I get it.
I mean, he's obviously in a position he doesn't have to fight through stuff anymore. He's done that before. He's fought through a bad knee injury when he beat Chad Mendez. You know, the Khabib one, he kept, you know, is the famous one where he says, my foot was a balloon.
Right.
We just kept saying so. But I think when everybody was like, oh, he's injured, I don't know. I mean, knowing some of the comments Conor's made in the past, especially like a Rafael Dos Anjos, he's going to be like, oh, it's just like he did that with Rafael Dos Anjos when he pulled out of his fight. And because they were supposed to fight for the 155 title. And he kept saying, oh, he has a bruised foot. It's just a bruise.
Yeah,
so,
well, he got to deal with it. Now they're doing it to him. Like, that's what you, when you talk trash, the comeback, you know, you got to deal with it.
You got to wait for the receipts.
Come on, it was one.
That's what you got to do with the Tatum comments today. Just put it in the pocket, all right? Now is not the time.
You're right.
Now is not the time.
Pinky toe is just no, dude, no.
Pinky toe now, is like an appendix. Like,
I'm telling you now. Walking with any kind of foot injury hurts like hell.
Hitting the pinky toe is what caused my dead foot.
Well, I'm pretty sure menu 631 meant that it is pretty bad because your appendix hurts a lot too.
Yeah
and
you
if
don't
you get
need
sepsis,
it.
You could die.
Yeah,
exactly.
If it gets to the burst part, but you don't really need it to live.
No.
And that toe, I mean, I got to be honest with you. That toe already looks like a couple days. Like, it's good.
No, it's broken, dude. It's going to be black and blue for a minute.
I don't know.
Like, what do you, like, I love the way people who've never been hurt telling people how long it should take for an injury to heal.
Dude, don't talk about this because I have had an injury like that. I got dead foot from a toe injury. So I've been there.
I got to say, I think your toes look a lot better than this, Tobin.
Dude, let me tell you something. My feet look like Derek White's teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'd rather look at Derek White's teeth.
There's no, listen, one of the nastiest things to see is athlete's feet. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Doing? Wait, what are you doing, dude? Wait.
Why are you doing that?
He's got Barney. He's got Barney Rubble feet. Like, all his toes are the same length.
You look like you use your feet to start your car.
Out like that?
Why you got Barney Rubble teeth?
Like, he uses his feet to start the car.
I'm telling you, dude. That's what they look like.
Like, he just, like, running. He stopped his car in the stick. He uses brakes. He just put his feet out the bottom.
That's a new meaning to Tobin.
Tobin.
Like, all your toes are the same length. Look, put that foot back up.
No.
No, please, no. Yeah. No. No.
What a comment.
His toes look like he should be in the Everglades.
You only get one look, Rex Ryan.
Oh.
That was not worth it when you put your toes up on your
lip. Oh, no, I know my feet are jacked up. I wear socks, listen, so I don't have to look
every up. Athlete has nasty feet.
Yeah.
That's
dude, you don't realize you get stepped.
He wouldn't show us his feet for a long time. Leroy like went like a good.
No, it's not.
I
want
to say
fault.
Like 4 years in, he used to wear socks. No toe showing.
The damage that they do to their feet is just
terrible.
It's terrible. Dude,
I can't even explain. Like you, and then when it's cold, ooh, and you get the you want to see grown men cry. It like you could break an arm, ain't nobody gonna shed a tear, but you mess up a toe, and it's an injury where you can't really say nothing. You just see tears.
I've seen grown the turf toe. Remember, people like, "Oh, what's a turf toe?" Yeah, until you see a turf toe,
dude,
you wouldn't understand.
I got turf toe. I broke my big toe, and before I got to the locker room, I couldn't take my shoe off. So they had to cut my whole shoe off and the tape, and it was throbbing. They go, "Oh, he's in a walking boot." Yeah, because that's the only thing that'll fit my foot.
Take a break. Back after this.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. It's game night. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Your Florida Panthers taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Another chance to hoist this Stanley Cup. Game 6 tonight. Up 3-2 in this series, Leroy.
Yep.
Vladimir Tarasenko, who also has an underrated accent and has been killing it. He says, "I think the pressure is a privilege. It means you do something important. Whatever happened before, we're here to play our best game tonight." Gooseys.
Been a consistent message all year.
Gooseys. Gooseys. I'm telling you, Vladdy, it's time to bring him to the Terra Dome tonight, dude. Let's go. Let's go. I am excited. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself the rest of the day. I think I take my son to jiu-jitsu, but like I'm not going to be thinking about him, you know, doing guillotines. All I'm going to be thinking about is Sergey Bobrovsky and can he get back to form?
Can Lil Tommy be trusted with guillotines?
Yeah, yeah, he was cool. We worked on it. He knows where he's supposed to go as far as that is concerned. No problem. No bigs, baby. Problem?
He shares your DNA.
Oh, come on, man. You don't take my shenanigans out on his growth.
I'm not. He's got some shenanigans in him, too.
Tonight's going to be a party.
Yep.
Or really depressing.
Yep.
I'm going to have to stop at the liquor store one way or the other. Might need to get a fresh one. I don't really remember.
Could you imagine? I need to stop home and get a fresh one.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, what? What? I'm going to.
So let me ask you this. Do you go with fun drinks, like enjoying the game drinks? Or do you go with, you know, like, because you can go lemonade and vodka.
What is this, a cabana? No. I mean, I'm full cussed. First of all, I don't know if I'm drinking during tonight's game, but I need two types of drinks. I need a celebratory drink, could be some bubbly. And then I need a sadness drink, which is we're on the brink of doing bourbon. Of having the biggest collapse ever. So
does that mean bourbon, scotch? What's going on?
Some kind of whiskey, some kind of dark liquor. Yeah, something like that.
I figured.
You know, but just straight out of the bottle. Sad.
Oh no, I can't. No.
What do you mean no?
If I have anything, it'll be a enjoy the game
time
drink.
Time on, guys. You don't have to get wasted like that if they lose tonight because, you know, they have to play game 7 on
Monday.
Yeah,
but I got 2 days, Vlad. I need like at least a few hours to think about where it was.
I think if you're
going to
get – it'd be game 7 where you want to drink your –
I might not be – if they somehow blow this, somehow – I don't even want to put this in the atmosphere, but since you asked, if that were to happen, I don't know what Tuesday's show would be like. I don't know. And I would be very hungover. That's like that. That almost feels like Wild Irish Rose sadness.
Ooh, no, you. Ooh,
yeah.
You're really trying to kill yourself.
Just like real. Just like maybe I've gone through. And like,
I can see it right now. Here's Tobin on Monday night. They got me out here drinking this bump juice. I'm so miserable.
He's definitely jumping in the water. He's definitely jumping
out of his mouth. Like
I wanted to be drinking Blue Label. And I'm out here drinking Orange Jubilee.
Got a paper bag.
With the bag.
I'm supposed to be drinking bubbly.
Some guy the other day, I was like, he got one of the 32-ounce Coronas. Like, yeesh. It was 9 a.m. I was just getting to the station, stopped at the gas station, and he's like, paper bag. I'm like, man, already?
So 9 a.m., baby. Getting after question, it. Toby, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I want to put this in perspective. Mm-mm. If the series was 2-2 and the Panthers had won game 3, would you feel differently?
Definitely.
Because one of the things that the Panthers have done all year is treat in each individual game as an individual game and look at where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to us, because they lost two in a row, the 3-2 looks worse than to them, who they've constantly said, hey, we're still up 3-2. Right? And this is those moments during the course of a season that you appreciate this team having this message.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's fine, but they are.
But 3-2 is 3-2.
3-2 is 3-2, but they have some things that have to get better. I mean, first of all, this power play has been a drought for them.
It's been terrible.
It's like, been dude, awful. They have not.
I don't want to part. Can we decline the power play?
No. You can't.
Listen, I know that.
They've given up more goals than they've scored.
I know.
Minus one on their power plays.
You can't be minus one on power plays. It's crazy.
So can we just not?
No, you got it. No, you can't. You can't minus decline one. Putting somebody in the penalty box.
I think you should. They play better 5-on-5 than 5-on-4, which makes absolutely no damn sense.
You gotta hope that they put Ekman-Larsson back on there. They hope that that's gonna spark something.
And how come every time the Oilers go on a power play, it's always Barkov in the box?
It's been Barkov. Oh, damn, Okposo, who I don't think is playing today. I think they scratched him.
You wonder why? You can't have a name we don't recognize in the penalty box.
Feel bad. I mean, I know he's lived for this moment. He's played forever.
Wait. No.
We got to show him love, Leroy. We got to show him love.
No, you don't. Because listen, you would be saying the same thing if I didn't just say it.
I mean, it's true.
That's like the special team are giving up field. The special team are going out there and getting a penalty.
It's
and putting the team
this
on,
is a,
on
this is a credentialed
box.
Man, though, Leroy. 35 years old. He's been around the block a time or two.
Listen, and we will celebrate with him as if he was one of our own.
But you know what? In fairness.
Well, what about, what about
let
the
me
same
shoot him
reason
a little
why
bill.
He wouldn't, he had shoot, Lamborghini out?
Let me shoot him a little bill. I don't
right?
think. I
we
don't
were
think.
Winning. You know, I didn't want to change it up.
He didn't want to mess anything.
Dude, went six in a row with that lineup.
I know. That's why he didn't put him out there. He's like, I'm not going to rock the boat. But, like, that's the, you know, you got to make some tweaks there. Man, I saw who else needs to get it going. I'm not going to. But Swaggy, Carter Verhaeghe, let's go, dude. You got to. Like, this is what you do. You come through in the clutch.
That's one of your top guys.
You come through in the clutch. So, like, I get you, man. Like, game by game, but not everybody's playing their best right now. The thing that jolts it for me is it's been like Tkachuk coming to life. I hope that's going to breathe something else into everybody else.
I don't want
to. I feel better about this situation based on how they've handled situations like this all year. That they're not going to get caught up in what we're getting caught up in. Is that, oh my goodness, lost two, we lose this one, game seven, anything can happen, game seven. No. They're treating it as a hockey game.
2-1 filthy.
And that's going to benefit them.
Yeah, but here's one problem, though.
What's one problem?
There's another guy on that team, on Edmonton, that hasn't really woken up.
Drysdale. I know.
Old dry spell.
If he wakes up and McJesus is already McJesusing, it could be a long night. It could be a long night.
Does McJesus ever run out of gas? Does he ever run out of gas? Like, do we get to a point where, like, he's just like, tapped out. I can't do anymore.
No.
He doesn't. But that's,
and you know what? The last two games would be the first time in a long time that I didn't see the team that the Panthers were playing just exhausted in the third period. Right? Because usually a team, even if you have somebody like McDavid on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give Skinner some of that.
Third period, and they look exhausted.
I'd give Skinner some of that credit, though. Like, he came through with some big ones. Because the Panthers were definitely getting the upper hand of the third period, which is what they typically do. But, you know, that's when you need your goalie to step up. Which, look, the Panthers need that from Bob tonight. They're probably going to need a little bit of a, you know, Bob save our ass on some mistakes. You know,
I would like them not to score in the first 5 minutes of the game.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Because that's what has happened the last two nights. And then the Panthers have had the equalizer, but still.
It's going to be an electric in Edmonton tonight. That building's going to be rocking.
I want that sad lady dressed like the Stanley Cup. I want her sad.
Who's performing for them tonight? I hope it's not Shania Twain.
Did I see Snoop?
No way.
I think so.
Can't be.
Really?
I thought I saw it.
I thought Shania was going to do all of them.
No, well, Shania did game four and they won.
So they got to bring her back because, you know, sports fans.
It's not something bad to bring back.
I think he performed yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if he's like on tour or whatnot, but
I'll definitely watch an encore performance of Shania. And I don't even like country.
Okay.
Tua loves Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah. Love. Didn't she add him?
Added him at the draft.
Yeah.
And then he says, you're still the one. I'm sure he's never heard that one.
Minus one.
We'll play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out next.
You're Dead to Me.
Embarrassing people, huh?
Yeah.
I'll go first. The Lakers' credibility. You're dead to me.
Add that to the list.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. You're going to sit here and have the audacity to go and tell me that LeBron James had no say in hiring a coach who's his podcast co-host. And, you know, I'm all for thinking outside of the box every now and then. That's fine. But to do this dog and pony show, oh, we were going after the UConn coach. Oh, we were going to interview Chris Quinn. UD called this a mile ago. Called this 3 weeks ago. He said it was a schmuckery. So congratulations, you got a podcast coach as your podcast host as your next coach.
I already know why he nominated this.
It's ridiculous. I wasn't even going to say his name, Jay Fig, but like if you bring it up, because we're going to have it on our screen nonstop.
Nobody brought it up. Everyone's reading in between the lines. They know.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
You want to know what was really disgusting to read yesterday?
What's burning your ass?
Let me just tell you what's burning my ass, dude. This Shams puts out there in his little article, he says that he's going to be their version of Eric Spoelstra and Steve Kerr, that they see him as the next Pat Riley. And I'm just like, why don't you set the guy up for failure even more, huh? You know he's going to get fired in 2 years. You know he's going to get fired. It's just going to happen. And they had the wherewithal to go out there. You know how we should put more pressure on him? Let's compare him to the greatest coach in our history. Let's compare him.
Phil Jackson?
No. Phil Jackson. What, the coattail rider to Shaq? No.
Pop?
Get out of here, dude.
I'm just fucking. I'm just...
He goes, the 39-year-old Redick checks many boxes for the Lakers. He's drawn internal comparisons to a young Pat Riley as a coaching prospect who jumped from playing to the broadcast booth to coaching. Los Angeles is confident he can be their version of Eric Spoelstra or Steve Kerr, a culture setter who can grow with the franchise over a decade. Okay, here's the thing, though, dude. You guys have about the continuity of a Tasmanian devil, okay? Like, Eric Spoelstra, yeah, except he had Pat Riley at least having his back through the hardest of times. I know the first time this J.J. Redick blows it, you guys are going to do whatever Skip Bayless tells you to do, because that's what you always do. You fire your coach who won you a ring. You gave him a year of grace. Your culture is what your culture is. You can't help it. And you're going to tell me Mr. Podcast over here is going to get the benefit of the doubt? Get out of here.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me, Lakers. You should have hired Chris Quinn. Leroy?
Let me ask you this. No, before you go to Leroy, do you really want Chris Quinn to go to the Lakers?
I want Chris Quinn to get a fair shake.
But did you want him to go to the Lakers?
I would have been fine with him on the Lakers.
Do you think he would get a fair shake in L.A.? If you just said that J.J. Redick is going to be fired in 2 years, don't you think that's the same fate for Chris Quinn?
Chris Quinn has been learning at the side of the greatest coach of this generation. Of course, Chris Quinn's going to make his own shake fair. He doesn't need an uplift like a podcast.
Yeah, I feel for you, Leroy.
To make
seven years, right?
To make him
coach.
I feel for you.
He doesn't need
Khan.
A podcast.
Oh my God!
Now that being
right
said,
right now you're sounding like peanuts. Womp womp womp.
No, I'm just like Chris Quinn's gonna make his own luck. He doesn't need the
if he would have gone to the Lakers, like, he would have like been your nomination
like,
for this.
Like like Woodstock
did,
from
made his own luck.
He sounds like Woodstock for me.
I'm telling
Snoopy.
You, Chris Quinn would have made his own luck. He would have made the Lakers credible, but instead they want to do it for the glitz and the glam. That's what they are. Bums. Dead to me.
You know.
You're
if
dead
he has
to me.
Any kind of success and we revisit this, he's gonna
He won't.
All right.
I feel like you should
my dead to me
later.
Is, and I don't normally do stuff like this because you win a chip and that's cool. But here's what I'm going to say to Jason Tatum. Right? Keep Miami out your mouth. Right? Every time they beat you, even as the number one seed, right? They've been respectful. They say, hey, that's a good team over there. We're just playing really good basketball.
It's because we're classic.
Right? You ain't got to take shots at a team that you beat in the first round. You're already in the city. right? And you still take shots at Miami? Hey.
See ya.
Writing that receipt. Got that receipt.
You're
for
dead
you.
To me.
They don't call Leroy the accountant for nothing.
Hey, don't. Next time you come down here.
I heard that.
I don't want to hear it.
You're dead to me.
I don't want to hear it. But yeah, I like it. There's a lot of things I'll tolerate. Yeah, you won. We got to give you your flowers, right? But you taking a stray hit, a stray swing at a team you beat in the first round? Like, that should be beneath you. But go ahead. Shine. Shine,
you're dead
fella.
To me.
I ain't going to even do like Tobin and say you ain't even win the MVP because y'all won the championship because of Jalen Brown. I ain't going to even go there.
I mean, usually role players.
The fourth best player on the team.
Yeah,
you know?
Usually role players aren't this loud. That's all.
Well, but hold on.
And then wait. And then try to ball out the last game so he could get the MVP.
Oh, he was trying to get that triple. He was trying to get a triple-double. He was trying to get a triple-double to try to get the MVP.
Listen, dude, I don't remember Christian Brown talking this much last year when Denver won. That's fine, though.
Spelled like Braun.
I don't remember Kentavious Caldwell-Pope being this chirpy after the Lakers beat the Heat. But it's fine. You know, do you, dude. Whatever. Kobe wannabe.
That just means we're still in here, right here.
What do you got, J-Fig?
Well, I'm also in that direction of anyone who decided it was okay to welcome in the Celtics to Miami, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Whatever establishment that was.
Hey, I still haven't seen any videos of it, strangely.
Yeah, they probably signed a contract.
I ain't mad because that money spends.
They probably signed a contract. Wait a minute. He said he played golf yesterday and they were calling him champ. Was he playing golf in South Florida or was he back in Boston?
It would be funny if only a golf course would have been like, yeah, we'll take him. Because like nobody wants them to party here because they're lame.
Also, whoever sends me pictures of toes,
you're
unwanted
dead
and unneeded.
Oh, everybody sends you pictures of toes now?
I don't like that.
You guys can
I don't
send.
Feel comfortable.
If you guys want to send.
No.
If you look through all this deliciousness to get to my feet to make a comment on how I look,
yep.
You ain't going to be in my circle anyway.
I am JFig on X, though, if you do want to send toe pics.
That's not my Twitter.
Yes, it is.
It's Brendan Tobin, actually.
He'll forward them to you.
What do you got, Vlad? Who's dead to you?
Diana Russini.
Oh, really? Wow.
Okay.
Oddly specific. What did she do?
Ever since Aaron Rodgers last year got traded to the Jets.
Oh, yeah. She been a...
And said he don't even know who she is. That really grinded her gears.
Yep.
And she's at any given moment, any chance she has, will write something negative about Aaron Rodgers
and
the Jets. So, therefore, yes, my boy Miss... Mandatory OTAs because he had a ayahuasca trip planned. Something that the Jets knew for months.
Absurd.
Months.
He got to miss his job to take drugs.
Yes. But nobody wanted to mention he went to every other OTAs and let them know, listen, I'm going to miss it because I got to take some ayahuasca.
How is it? Can I just ask you though, Vlad?
Yes.
You got to take ayahuasca the mandatory week?
Did he? Well, I mean, if that's the planned trip, that's the planned trip.
You can take ayahuasca whenever he wants.
Yeah, maybe it's a special trip.
Ricky Williams had to go to Australia for smoking weed. This guy gets to have an out-of-body experience during mandatory minicamp.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. I'm all for it. But come on. All the negative reporting she was doing? Come on.
All she said was he's not here all week.
No.
What else she said?
It was more. She was trying to imply that he did it without the Jets' notice. This is going to cause some conflict and all of that. And it's not because the Jets knew about it for months.
Oh, okay. They knew about it for months? Didn't sound like Saleh handled it with a lot of knowledge.
Saleh did not handle it.
You should say he's dead to you.
No, he's not dead to me. He's my coach. He'll be dead to me if they don't win.
He'll be dead to you 4 weeks in after they're 1-3.
You know, he'll be dead to me then. But Diana Russini, you're dead to me. Because you're reporting, it's been negative ever since.
You're dead to me.
Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't even know who you are.
Well.
He was up in them feelings.
Who? Maybe, she's all up in their feelings.
Maybe he should.
She's up in her feelings.
Let me tell you this, Leroy. if a national reporter, you think you're making your name, you've been on ESPN and the one of the top three players in the league, so I don't even know who you are.
Okay, but what if he's a liar? What if she does know him? And what if she has gotten accurate stuff from him and then he just tries to burn it because he does do this whole big media is a liar thing? But here's the thing. If you lie about it that you don't know her and you do know her, you're going to get burned because her credibility is going to shine through eventually. And I'm sorry, but you got to take ayahuasca. You can take it any week you want.
I'm going to agree with him because in that message when he said he didn't know who she was, he's like, Schefter doesn't have my number. And Schefter came up and said, yeah, I really don't have his number. I texted him and I got no response. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the player.
I think Schefter has his number.
I don't think he has the right number. He might have had an old number, you know. With ayahuasca, you're not going to count. You're not going
to. Who's to say he didn't have his phone on Do Not Disturb when he's talking to his spirit animal?
I don't know if you're going to be talking. You don't want your phone around when you're doing ayahuasca.
Definitely not. I don't think you're allowed to have your phone when you do ayahuasca.
It's you and nature.
I don't think so.
It's you and nature.
I just want to know why he couldn't have his ayahuasca a week later.
I don't know. Maybe this was planned already. You know, it's like Coachella. You know the dates of Coachella. You're going to go to those dates.
I'm pretty sure he could take drugs whenever he wants.
It depends who's the Sherpa.
Maybe he didn't want to give up his deposit.
He had a Sherpa that's hard to get.
It depends who's the guy.
This guy's the best. Aaron.
Yeah.
We can't miss
maybe
this.
Maybe his little instrument player.
The didgeridoo player?
Maybe that guy. Yeah. What's wrong with people?
I can't wait till they can't find him during a bye week.
Nah, he's not going during a bye week.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
He's not going during
we'll
a bye
see.
Week. And it's a bye week. He's bye.
Hey, who plays more of a percentage of the season, him or Jimmy?
Aaron.
I don't know.
That's why we paid. That's why we made a trade for Tyron Smith. Humana, humana,
Aaron,
humana.
Where are you?
Humana, humana, humana.
Where am I? I am everywhere. And also, nowhere.
I am one with nature, and nature is one with me.
Hey, did you take
one thing you don't have to worry about Leroy being one with nature.
Did you take Sauce Gardner with you?
Yes, we are gardening his life.
Good luck with that, dude. You're going to be sick of him in 5 weeks.
Nah.
All you're left with is hope.
I love pettiness, Aaron. I've always loved petty Aaron.
Yeah, but like, he's on a spirit quest. You never know what you're going to get from him. He thought about becoming vice president.
You knew this before you signed him.
I know. That's why I'm all for it. I love this. It's going to either win two ways. It's either going to end one of two ways.
You were this close to
bad, or you got to kiss his ass.
But
here's the deal.
You were this close, though, Vlad.
You like Aaron Rodgers this much for this reason, because he's so much better than the guy you had.
Because he's not.
No, I liked him for two reasons. One, because he's so much better than the last guys that we've had over the last 20 years.
Second, he is
the most talented quarterback we've had other than Patty.
That being said, you do realize he's done less with more before he got here.
Leroy, they had a guy named Tim Boyle throw a pick six to Javon Holland for 100 yards last year.
Yeah, come on.
But you see what I'm saying? He has had better teams that have done less because he came up short.
I don't think it's his fault.
They were so close to
really?
Having. They were so close to
that
having.
That choke to Seattle wasn't his fault. Special teams.
Right.
They were so
right?
They were so close to having Zach Wilson back just because he wanted to run for vice president.
You know. I would say the loss to Tampa Bay, it was a fourth down. Come on there, Mr. LaFleur. Let's, you know, go for it. He decided to go field goal. I mean, we all can bet he's come up short. But one thing you can't take away, the four MVPs and that one Super Bowl title.
All right. That's our show, everybody. Go Cats.
Let's go, baby.
Your mind right for a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Burn my ass. I know you guys can hear me down there at 601 Biscayne Boulevard.
We can't wait. Let us move all this money. Hold on.
Hey.
Okay.
I hope you, all there in those nice-looking offices over there, see all of this and you fix it. All right? I'm not doing this again next year. I'm not going to have these charlatan bums parade through these streets over here, and I'm not going to deal with that again. So you better get off your godfather ass and go make some moves and get Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler some goddamn help, because you have these Sully and Murphs laughing at us. Laughing at us. All right? And I'm sick of it, dude. Disgraceful. You sat here and you came back this year with Patty Mother Bleepin' Mills, who has an adorable accent, but built more brick houses than the third little pig. So, Pat, Mickey, Nick, Andy, Spo,
Zoe.
Adam, Zoe, UD, you better be making some move this year, dude, because I am not going through another summer of Sully. This has been the worst 2 weeks of my life. The Panthers have helped a little bit, but not that much to not still have this burn my ass. So I'm telling you right now, guys, we better get going this summer. Pay Jimmy Butler his money. Get Bam Adebayo his extension. And either get me Spider, get me Dame, get me Paul Mother Bleepin' George. I don't care. But I better not go through this again, because I'm sick of it, dude.
I get it. I get it, man. Look, I'm one of those people that I will swallow